Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to your program Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, you're welcome to Like Muhammad. Well, in this episode, we are going to discuss about akhlaq from another angle. The main point that we need to discuss, inshallah, in this episode is why is akhlaq important? Why is it important to be well-behaved and to avoid bad temper? We have already discussed some traditions from the Holy Prophet, and we are not going to repeat them, of course. But to begin with, of course, I would like to say that akhlaq, which means morality, is important because it defines one personally and socially. Whether you have a bad akhlaq or good akhlaq, good morality, bad morality, whether you are ill-tempered or good-tempered, ill-behaved or well-behaved, anyhow, you are defining yourself with your conduct, personally and socially. Your conduct shows where you stand in the society. For example, if someone smokes on a bus or in a public place, he violates other people's rights to clean air. That's not good. Maybe there are some people who will not object to you, but you are, in fact, you are violating their rights by smoking in public places and you are hurting some people. If you throw your garbage out of a window and make a mess at a table and leave without cleaning it, that shows who you are. That shows that you do not possess good akhlaq. On the other hand, a person who cleans up others' messes, and this act of cleaning up other people's mess reveals his image with good akhlaq, physically and spiritually. Others will judge him as someone who is responsible, someone who conducts himself in a proper way. And of course, there are two sets of people, there are two categories of people. Some people throw out their garbage onto the street and into the gutter, not caring about what will happen and who will clean the street. And some people take care of this. They clean the street, not only the street, but also they clean up the other people's mess. And these two sets of people, these two types of people have always been there in the society. And we do see such people in our day-to-day life, okay?
At this time, we have a short break, and then we'll listen to the continuation of the speech of Sheikh Javed Akbari. You're listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio.
We, with our conduct, we affect, we have an impact on our surrounding. And we affect the people around us with our conduct. And if we are good, we will be treated with respect, with dignity. And the reward for good deed is good. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. If you have no regard for others, don't expect others to have regard for you. If you are kind to other people will be kind to you. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. So if you are kind, other people will also be kind to you. And we as human beings, we live in a society, we interact with others. We have give and take relationship with other people, of course. That is the benefit of being good. So there is a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, with good ethics and conduct, a person will reach the greatest of degrees and the noblest of situations in the afterlife, even if his worship was somewhat weak. So through good ethics and through good conduct, he can reach the greatest of degrees and the noblest of situations. And of course, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, also said, with foul conduct and behavior, a person will reach the lowest reaches of hell. There is a saying, of course, from the Holy Prophet who said, إِنَّمَا بَعِثُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Verily, I have been sent to perfect the finest of morals. And this is well known to all people, Shias and Sunnis. And of course, we do know that the most outstanding characteristic of the Holy Prophet is his akhlaq. His akhlaq actually characterizes his entire mission, his entire responsibility. For 23 years, he was the Holy Prophet. He was the Prophet of Muslims, bringing God's message to the Prophet. And he was endeavoring day and night to perfect the morals, to introduce morality to humanity. And there's no doubt as to the fact that he was the best of the best role model. He was Rahmatul Lil Alameen and mercy to the worlds. And he was sent forth by Allah to perfect the finest of moral.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Once the Prophet was told, there is a woman who fasts all day and keeps vigil at night, but she is ill-mannered and annoys her neighbors. The Prophet, hearing this from his companion, said, there is nothing good about her. She is destined for hellfire. She is destined. The Prophet said, shall I tell you which of you from amongst you is most like me? They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, the best of you in morals and the most pliant of you, and the one who honors his relatives the most, and the one who has the strongest love for his brothers in faith, and the one who is most patient in the way of truth, and he who is most in control of his anger and is most forgiving, and he who is most just to himself in contentment and in anger, he is the one who is like me. Of course, you can find this hadith in Al-Kafi, volume 2, page 240. Of course, as I said, there are many other traditions from the Holy Prophet about good akhlaq and good morality, about good conduct. And one of those sayings is that this saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, has been reported to have said, the best of you are those whose morals are best, whose houses receive frequent visitors, who socialize by inviting and accepting in invitations of others, and whose furniture is worn out by having frequent visitors and guests. And obviously, these are some of the traditions. There are more traditions to come. Of course, the simplest thing a person can do is to smile or to share a laugh with someone to cheer up their day. That is considered akhlaq. All the little acts of kindness people do is what sparks the love in a good person. Good people are not just born knowing what is right or wrong. Rather, they learn from their mistakes to be the better person they are continuously creating. Our time is over, inshallah. We will continue our session in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafiq.